Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. As we commemorate Memorial Day, there will be many things for us to remember. Today, we will be looking at things God wants us to remember as we worship Him.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your. Just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day.
Father, thank you. Thank you that we can remember. Thank you for that ability to think back on things that are important, like family, special memories of friends, loved ones who have gone before. To remember those in our nation's military, here, at home, and abroad. Help us to remember your words. Your word is truth and life. May we remember your precious promises and keep them ever before us in what we think and do and say. Thank you for the testimonies of your children. for our memories of how and when you worked in and through God-fearing men and women from creation until now. Lord, let us remember how you have worked in our lives over the years. Your faithfulness is overwhelming. We stand in awe as we remember how that you have first loved us. How that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son so that we might not perish but have everlasting life. New life in Christ, your Son. Dear God, surround us with precious memories this hour as we worship and praise you for who you are, what you've done, and what you will do in the ages to come. Amen.
Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace. forever and ever. I will declare your grace and your mercy, and tell of your unfailing love. Your loving kindness is good to all. Your wings of mercy lift me when I fall. Your
something
Thank you for listening today as we consider things that God wants us to remember during our call to worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their call to worship, heard on this station weekly at the same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Silver.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through.
Great is the measure of our Father.
Remember God's promises. God considers many things in this life important to remember. Here are some things to remember on this Memorial Day weekend, found in God's Word. When we see a rainbow, we remember a promise of God. Listen to what God told Noah and his sons, as found in Genesis chapter 9. Then God said, "I am giving you a sign of my covenant with you and with all living creatures for all generations to come. I have placed my rainbow in the clouds. It is the sign of my covenant with you and with all the earth. When I send clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear in the clouds, and I will remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures. Never again will the flood waters destroy all life. When I see the rainbow in the clouds, I will remember the eternal covenant between God and every living creature on the earth." Then God said to Noah, "Yes, this rainbow is the sign of the covenant I am confirming with all the creatures of the earth." Moses had a historical event for the Israelites to remember, found in Exodus 13. "And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day, in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place." Exodus chapter 20, "Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God wants us to remember to obey His word. These words from the Psalm of David, found in chapter 103. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it's gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon all that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. From John 14, Jesus said, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Psalm 105, Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. God wants us to remember what he has done in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Remember his miracles. Just listen to Jesus talking to his disciples, this story found in Matthew 16. O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because you have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? The Apostle Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. Hebrews 13. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. Remember your leaders who taught you the Word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Jesus himself told the disciples to remember him with a special observance, as recounted by Paul in his first letter to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. God help us to remember to pray for one another, as Paul prayed for his son in the faith, Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we're together again. As we remember things this weekend, remember the love of God. As you think about those in the military who have paid the ultimate price, remember them. Remember the sacrifice also of God's Son on the cross that paid for our sin. Remember the miracles of Christ on this earth and the many miracles you've seen in and around your life and the testimony of others as to God's faithfulness. Remember those friends and relatives who have gone before. And invest some time thinking about how you will be remembered. As the words from the poem, One Life, Only One Life by C.T. Studd, makes so clear, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last.
There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, he cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, he cannot soothe.
brother that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. Cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, he cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, he cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulder, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulder, I know, my brother, that he will carry.
Thank you. por no, ya sin paz. O de tanto esperar, ya perdiendo tu canción estás. Puedes creer que su mano está en ti, seguro estás, nunca te ha de abandonar. Eres su gozo y su gran tesoro aquí,
su gran tesoro aquí.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we have considered many things that God wants us to remember. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support to this ministry. Please take just a moment and write to us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in the heart.